Welcome to Education Currents, a show designed to provide educational news and commentary from a Christian worldview. The greatest resource any community has is its children. And by providing for them the best possible education, we are providing for ourselves and future generations. Join us as we explore the latest social and political issues surrounding education today.
Welcome, welcome. I'm talking today with Amanda LaCamera, who is the Associate Director, and Ben Parrish, who is the Director of Health Ministries for Adventist Whole Health Network. Welcome to our show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for
having
us. Pleasure
to be here.
So, Amanda, how did you come to have this position? I mean, was it something as a little girl you thought, I want to work for a nonprofit? And
you know, I think quite frankly, I did not have this all mapped out from the beginning. I've been with Adventist Whole Health Network for 2.5 months now, just going on 3 months. I recently moved up from Maryland, and this was a big career change for me. I'm actually a chemical engineer by trade, and I worked as a chemical engineer for 5 years after school and didn't exactly envision myself in full-time ministry, but it was just something that the Lord really put on my heart and then opened the way. And so it was just, here is just
so when,
answering the call.
When God opened the way, do you have family that you had to bring up here with you, or you're just still single and able to?
My husband, yeah. It was certainly a step of faith for both of us, and he had to also leave his position there. But it was just so clear the way things happened. God answered our prayers and confirmed it in so many different ways that we just felt confident that he was leading and that he had a plan for both of us. And he has come through on every front.
You know, a chemical engineer, I can see that my listeners might be saying, ooh, I'd like my child to grow up to be a chemical engineer. What did you do as a chemical engineer?
I actually worked in a manufacturing setting in electronic materials division. And we essentially made polyurethane, which is a type of plastic, pads that polish the chips that go on your cell phones and TV. So it was a quite neat industry, just very different for sure.
And what lessons you in that job have you been able to apply in this position?
I think there's just so much about just the organization and the process for approaching a project or problem solving mm-hmm. that I think is just can be applied to any situation. And so managing a project, those types of things, I'm very grateful for that technical mm-hmm. background.
And what degree did you have to have?
I did a bachelor's of science in chemical engineering.
Sounds very, very sophisticated to me. So now, Ben, you are the director of the health ministries portion of the Adventist Whole Health Network. You look so young
yes.
to be a director. So tell us a little bit about how you came to this position.
Well, I think it's all a God thing leading in my life. I didn't expect to be a director of health ministries. I actually started this position doing corporate wellness. So we were going into local businesses in our Reading area that we're based in Pennsylvania, and doing health screenings for employees, coaching them on their lifestyle changes. But a couple of years ago, I think God was really inspiring our board of directors and leadership for our ministry, and he changed our type of work. So now we're supporting churches and schools instead of businesses. We have a little different focus right now.
You know, I love the idea that you're supporting schools because I think if we can teach our young people to be healthy, what a gift. What a gift.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I came to become acquainted with Adventist Whole Health Network with a grant that I wrote for the school that I currently teach in. And we chose the New START acronym for the basic 8 healthy habits of nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperance, air, rest, fresh air, rest, and trust in God. And as I watch my students really take those healthy habits, I realized that, you know, we might know those healthy habits, but to internalize them and make them our own. So I'm going to ask you some personal questions. How do you take those healthy habits and make them your own? So who wants to answer first?
In the New Start principles?
Creation principles, or whatever you're most comfortable with. How do you make them, you know, your habit, or, you know, how it just becomes internalized and it's part of the fabric of who you are?
Yeah, I think it has to be intrinsically motivated for you to do those activities, that you personally experience the benefit of renewed energy for doing these habits. And for me, I think my favorite letter in the acronym is exercise and New Start, or activity for creation health. Just because through exercise, I feel like movement brings healing if it's done in the right way. And I just don't feel alive if I'm not able to move in some way, whether it's playing tennis or taking a hike outside. I don't feel connected to my body without doing that.
What's your favorite?
Yeah, I certainly agree with that. I think there has to be a personal experience related to that. So it's always a journey for everybody, I'm sure. And this was something that I just experienced myself in my life. And it was just so transformative and empowering. And it really ultimately brings you closer to God. And so it's just something that you see the benefits and you want to continue to grow in it. And so to me, it was just kind of that positive reinforcement has continued to help me grow in them. I'm very passionate about nutrition, really enjoy cooking. And I have had a lot of personal victories and experiences through nutrition. So I love that. And rest, I think that was something, especially in my engineering days, that was a struggle. And I, you know, certainly have seen the difference of, you know, that rest can have in our health.
Yes, yes. As you were talking, I was thinking of my early years, and the first thing I probably started really working on was nutrition. And I did not actually eat salad until I was a very young adult. Mm-hmm. And then I really realized, hey, you know, I need to be eating live food at every meal. So that became something I told myself, eat live food at every meal. And I thought it was kind of funny because people would automatically think that I was eating a live chicken or a live, you know, cow or something. They would just, what do you mean? You're going to eat raw meat? You know, why did they translate live food to raw? Well, later I learned to call it, you know, fresh whole food rather than live food. But that was the first little thing that I really did make an effort to try to make that part of the habit of what I did. So each year after that, then when it would come around, we're supposed to make those New Year's resolutions, I would, you know, I added exercise. So I'd try to walk my 10,000 steps a day and drink the water. But you have to keep coming back to it. Mm-hmm. You know, now I'm 63 and I still have to keep coming back and reminding myself, okay, what are the things? And if I don't feel good, doing a little inventory, which of those habits am I neglecting? Am I not getting enough rest? Am I stressed out because I'm just not trusting God in this manner? So it's the nature of human beings to be struggling with these great habits and mm-hmm. then yet have the things of earth constantly impinge upon it and distract us from it. So I'm talking to Ben Parrish, who is the director of health ministries for Adventist Whole Health Network, and his associate director, Amanda La Camera. And their website is awhn.org, which stands for the initials of Adventist Whole Health Network.org. Oh, I need to take a break right here, and then I'll come back and I'm going to ask a little bit more about your website. We'll be right back.
Sam, what's the matter with you? I'm so sleepy.
Well, you look like you're about to doze off right here in the library. What time did you go to bed last night?
I don't know, but it was really dark outside.
Sam! What? This is serious. You're not getting enough sleep.
I agree. So if you'll excuse me...
No, not here in the library. You need to get more sleep at home.
I can't go home. I'm in school.
You need to get more sleep at home at night.
How? I'm not sleepy at night. Only during the day. At school. In the library.
What did you eat for supper last night?
I'm sleepy, not hungry.
When you eat a big meal in the evening, your stomach has to work hard to digest all the food, and that can keep you awake. And what did you do right before you went to bed?
I watched television.
Aha!
Shh! Sorry!
Sam, when you watch those action shows you like so much, your mind gets all excited and your body gets all tense. That can keep you from going to sleep, too.
So what should I do?
Eat a smaller meal in the evening, and don't watch television for at least an hour before going to bed. You might want to drink a nice cup of herbal tea, too.
Herbal tea? Do I look like someone who drinks herbal tea?
All right. A nice cup of warm water and honey, then. Something to calm you down.
Okay. Light meal. No action shows. Water and...
Sam! Sam! You're embarrassing me!
God has given us everything we need to be healthy inside and out. During Creation Week, He established a health plan for every creature on Earth. To learn more about healthy living and about the God who created us all, go to kidsbibleinfo.com. That's kidsbibleinfo.com. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
You have been listening to Education Currents, a production of MRG Media Ministries. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.
Welcome back. I'm talking with Ben Parrish, the director of
Health Ministries Development,
and Amanda LaCamera, who is his associate director. And I got to know them through a generous grant given to Gettysburg Adventist Christian School for a healthy school grant. And it's interesting how that journey began. I tried to do something that would be interactive with the students, where they're memorizing things, but at the same time, you know, it's kind of fun. So mm-hmm. I introduced the puppets where they had to learn the different, each puppet represented a different letter of the acronym New Start. And then we also made cells. So they were big cellish looking things. And then I got those lips that you can exercise your lips with and glued them in there so they could make the cells talking and everything. And there's things, you know, that I've learned along the way, but I've also really appreciated the fact that I had the resources to replace puppets, buy new puppets, or, you know, whatever we needed. We have a little sound system that now, portable sound system that we cart around. And in addition to that, I think that every family really wants their children to be healthy. And I didn't know if you had any opinions on how a family could help incorporate. I mean, we incorporate it here at school, but then in the families, how can a family, what would you recommend to our listeners to begin to incorporate and internalize these health principles into their family culture?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, because ultimately it has to be practical. And I think it does require some intentionality. But I think ultimately you start with, you know, the last principle of New Start, which is trust in God. And I think God really blesses and continues to enable us as we move forward with different changes that we want to see take place in our home. And I have experienced that in my home as I grew up, and we really had to learn new principles. just God always leads and he gently guides us as we're able to bear it. But it's ultimately for our health. And so I think just being intentional and not trying to overwhelm ourselves is also important. And so just understanding what are maybe our weakest area or the area we have the most challenge with, maybe we can start improving in those. And one, you know, one area helps the other. I think it's just always important to, yeah, to pace ourselves and continue at it, not get discouraged.
So, Ben, was your family always very healthy in their in doing all of these health habits, or is it something that you've kind of taken on?
Yeah, I was blessed to be able to grow up in a vegetarian household that encouraged me to go outdoors and play, limited my time in front of the television. We had family worships that we connected at family meals. I remember those fondly, just coming together at the dinner table at the end of the day with a home-cooked meal, being able to talk about the challenges of the day and the fun parts of the day. I think that is super beneficial to having a family unit that will be healthy together. So, but our family wasn't perfect, you know. Since doing research in college and meeting other inspiring people, I've been able to add different elements to my lifestyle, such as becoming plant-based, taking out all animal products. I was inspired to do that through a video called A Diet for All Reasons, where a surgeon was talking about the benefits of plant-based foods. So it's definitely a lifelong journey that you're always making adjustments, and having role models, I think, is super important that you look up to emulate. And parents can be that for their children.
Yes. What do you see as the biggest, and this can be a question for both of you, what do you see as the biggest threat to healthy families?
The biggest threat to healthy families. Well, I think the media plays a big role. Absolutely, with the advertisements that are out there. I just saw a piece of data yesterday that Americans spend on average 11 hours a day with a screen.
Wow.
And when children are exposed to that much media, they can become influenced. And I think there's a lot of subliminal messaging that's going on in the media, and so that can affect our daily choices.
Yeah, and I think even building on that, just the, you know, we live in a day and age that we have great conveniences, and those conveniences have brought a lot of blessing, but they also bring challenges in us carrying out these principles of health. And so we don't work for our food anymore. You know, it's something that I think very, very few people do anymore. And so it's just very easy. Everything comes to your door. We don't even have to go to the store anymore. And so it becomes a challenge to get fresh air, to get the sunshine, to get exercise. And so I think though the conveniences are really good, we still, it just requires so much intentionality. I think for me is the biggest thing, and just that commitment and reminding ourselves that those are great, but our health ultimately is more important. And sometimes, you know, it's okay to park a little bit further away and climb the stairs and go to the grocery store instead of having it delivered and all of those things.
Yeah, I had a real eye-opener this week. It was my birthday, and for my birthday, my husband essentially bought me a garden, all the little plants, and my nephew, who you've met, they dug up my garden spot, and I haven't gotten to plant anything for a number of years. So I was so excited, but it was the response of my grandchildren. They just, you know, they wanted to plant. They wanted to, and I thought, wow, you know, we just take for granted that kids all have the opportunity to plant stuff in a garden, but it's not so, you know, and they just, well, I just stood there, you know, told them where to plant stuff. They planted it. And now every time they come to my house, can we plant some more in your garden? Can we plant some more in your garden? And I'm thinking it's really cool that even though they have all the tablets and all this technology at their fingertips, there's that desire to get back and plant a garden.
Yeah.
How cool is that? Well, I know probably each of you have a thought of what what the future, you know, what your organization as Adventist Whole Health, what you plan to do for the future. So could you share some of those ideas with us?
Yes. Well, our mission at Adventist Whole Health Network is to train, mentor, and support schools and churches throughout our state and beyond to extend the healing ministry of Jesus. So through grants, like we've talked about before, mm-hmm. or through going on for on-site training, we want to be able to come alongside people that are passionate about improving health in their community and being able to equip them with the right resources and the skills necessary to accomplish healing.
And you're nonprofit, so you do this ministry. You started with an endowment or something. You know, you started with some resources.
That's right. We've been blessed to be self-funded through an endowment. So we are functioning off of that, and we're able to share that some of that through mm-hmm. grant money and purchasing resources that other ministries can borrow for free.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lending library that people can access through our website. We have a list of a lot of great new resources that can be accessed for free.
So I just remind my listeners, if you want to check it out, you can go to awhn.org and you can see there. And there's a way that they could contact you directly if they had a question, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Our phone number is also on the website. And so you'll be able to reach us that way. There's also a general email address. It's info@awhn.org. And that'll come to us, and we'd be happy to answer any inquiries or questions.
I just love the idea that there's a ministry out there that is focused on healthy young people, because it's much harder to reconstruct mm-hmm. your yes. body than it is just to prevent
absolutely.
These illnesses. And we know that, yes, we might think it's inherited, but it's usually the recipes that we've inherited from the generations before us that are creating some of the health problems that we have. Well, yeah. What last inspiring, maybe a text that you hang on to, a biblical text, one of your favorite texts that we can just leave our listeners with a word of inspiration?
I think for me, what Jesus spoke to us in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10, that he said, "The thief has come to destroy and to kill, but I have come to bring you life." I'm sure you know
yes.
the last words, more abundantly. Jesus wants you to experience the life more abundantly, not only in the future, but in your mm-hmm. present
yes.
existence through a healthy life.
Yes, amen.
Yeah, I agree. One of the verses that I like also, Psalm 103, verse 5, and it talks about how God is the one who provides us good things and puts good things in our mouths so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. And so I think that everything that God gives us is for the purpose of life, to give life, to restore and rebuild. And so I just feel really blessed for what it has accomplished in my life. And so it's just such a privilege to be a part of this work of sharing with others. And I think it's just, you know, God
yes.
gave us this for yes. a purpose, and he will continue to help us as we trust in him to follow it.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. So thank you. I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Education Current, a production of MRG Media Ministries. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.